Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I thank the Lord that we're together again. If you're a new listener, I welcome you and invite you. If you've missed the earlier portions of the broadcast earlier this week, I invite you to go to Unveil Christ, www.unveilchrist.org, and at your convenience, you can listen to the broadcasts you've missed or rehear them at any time. Praise God. I'd like to continue on and conclude today the message of how to receive from the Lord. And we see that we were looking at both Mary and Martha, that at one point you could say, well, it's a picture of two believers, but to be a little more accurate, I think that we'd have to say it's a picture of all of us at one time or another. Martha was an active worker. She was worried about her work. She started to complain. And then, as we concluded yesterday, we noted that she didn't complain to her sister or to the people that were there, but she at least went in the right direction. She complained to the Lord. And like Jeremiah complained to the Lord, if we want to complain, it's okay to complain to the Lord. That's not a problem. He can take it. But what we do see is a rebuke from the Lord. Now, we have to understand that the Lord is a discerner of human hearts. Was he just being mean to Martha? Was he being callous? Was he being indifferent to the fact that she was, you know, knocking herself, trying to serve this big gang of people that had come to their home? No, Jesus is the personification of love. He was rebuking not her actions. Those were good and commendable and worthwhile, but he was rebuking the state of her heart, the condition she'd allowed herself to come into, the frustration, the anger. I'm sure that was anger. She was frustrated. She was stressed. And whenever we get stressed, what happens? It's a downward spiral. We get frustrated, and generally, before very long, we're irritable and angry, because we're not meant to be stressed. I realize there are tremendous stresses in today's world, but Jesus said, we'd have tribulation in the world, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. So there's got to be a way in God where we can go through the trials we go through. We can live in this evil world in which we live and not be pressed out of measure by circumstances. And so He is a discerner of our hearts. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And he knows, you know, how different Mary was and how Martha was. She was probably the older one. She was responsible. And so there was the obligations and commitments rested on her shoulders. And that's true of many, you know, that are heading up families, single moms. I mean, there's a lot on the plate of a single mom or a single dad that's trying to raise children and provide a good home. So, but the important thing is Jesus knows the differences in our personality, in our makeup, and he also discerns these differences in the spiritual places in which Mary stood and which Martha stood. They were in two different places. When he told the perspiring, hardworking sister, the older Martha, that her younger sister had made the wise choice, beloved, he was in no wise belittling Martha or being indifferent or being ungrateful for her care. You know, he didn't say that Mary should not be helping her sister. What he said was that if there was a choice, it's better to show concern for the feeding of one's spirit than for one's stomach. So if the Lord had commanded Mary to help, just think about this. By that action, he would have partly justified Martha's complaint. But no, what did he do? He said, in substance, Martha, you're taking too much upon you. The one thing you need is not a helping hand, but a restful heart. And beloved, that's what he's speaking, I believe, to many of you listening to me. As you hear my voice, God's had you listen to this broadcast because you've been in the place of Martha. You're anxious, you're stressed, you're all worked up, you're in a lather about all the things you need to do, the responsibilities you have, and those are just and right responsibilities. The responsibilities aren't wrong. The work isn't wrong. It's your attitude. God wants you facing those same responsibilities with peace and rest and joy. Did I have to mention that? Yeah, he wants us to be joyous because the joy of the Lord is our strength. What did Jesus say in John, the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, in verse 27? He said, "My peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And when we get stressed or frustrated, that's actually a form of fear. We're afraid we're not going to measure up. We're afraid we're not going to get it done in time. We're afraid of the consequences if something is not done right. All kinds of things are assailing us, and beloved, it is the work of the enemy to push you to your nth degree. 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, verse 32 says, "I would have you without carefulness." That's what Jesus doesn't want us to be. The devil wants us to be, to live our Christian life doing good things. Oh yes, we're working for the Lord, but our mental and emotional and spiritual state is one of being frazzled, stressed out, irritable, complaining. We've all been in that place. If the shoe fits, wear it, Brother Glass used to say, and I'm afraid I've had to put that shoe on many, many times, that, you know, I've just allowed circumstances to press me out of measure. But let's take a look now at Mary. She sat at the feet of Jesus. She had a sister called Mary, the word says, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. The faith that receives Christ will certainly desire to know his will. So, beloved, just as Mary is a picture of receiving from the Lord, this is the second step after receiving, learning, making it a part of you, appropriating it for your own life. Jesus is saying to all of us, "Come unto me and I'll give you rest. Learn of me and ye shall find rest for your souls." See, you have to come, you have to receive, and then he shows you a better way. He leads you in a more excellent path by learning of him. As our minds are transformed by the Word of God, we then begin to experience that abundant life that he's promised. What did Jesus say about Mary? He said, Mary had chosen the good portion, the good part. And you know, when you think about it, in the final analysis, in the eternal perspective, Mary's concentration about Jesus' words was going to stand her in better stead. And what is that good portion? It's not going to be taken away from her. Beloved, when you lay hold of the things of God, when you receive personally from the Lord, when he does something that you know, that you know, that you know, he's communicated something to you, beloved, no one can take that from you. The things that you receive from the Lord, it's not going to be taken away. So, beloved, in summary, how can we receive from the Lord? Well, first of all, we need to have a picture of Mary. We need to hear the word of the Lord. And that picture of her sitting at Jesus' feet, beloved, We must have time alone with the Lord, sometimes even in a very busy schedule. You might not be able to spend all the time you might normally do, but spend even just a few minutes. God knows the demands and pressures on you. Sometimes there might be an emergency and you can't spend that 15 minutes with God, that hour with God. He knows that. But just let your heart turn to the Lord and call out to Him for His help and strength and wisdom for your day and His blessing. So, okay, let's be as Mary. We have to cease from our own efforts, as worthy as they might be, and we must quiet our spirits. What did the word say? Be still and know that I am God. And we must be in a place of rest. Yes, there's a time for activity. That meal, that company that was waiting, they were hungry. That meal had to be prepared. But let us never lose sight of our priorities, our communion with Jesus. And then secondly, beloved, we have to act upon what we have received in faith. We have to be a doer of the word, whether it's to praise Him or He puts some act of obedience on our heart. Let's do it. Basically, that's what James 1:22 says, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. In closing, I'd like to share a final scripture, 1 Thessalonians 2:13, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Hallelujah. Beloved, think about that. That is what the Lord has for each one of us if we will receive, if we will hear His words. Praise God. Well, I'd, in closing, like to share just a portion of a letter from a sister writing recently from San Jose. And she said, dear Sister Judith, letting you know that I received your most welcome letter. And she goes on to share, when I returned back to the Lord again, it was around 2007, within a short time, the Lord made a way for me to hear about your ministry through the radio broadcast. You've been such a blessing. You've been a blessing in such a way that God has been moving me in His direction for His plan for my life. I would love to continue to sponsor and keep in touch for God's glory. Your commitment and dedication for the Lord and lost souls reaps. It has touched and been so real in my life and has richly blessed me in so many ways and has kept my spirit strong. You're special. I love you in the Lord. You're in my thoughts and prayers. Praise God. A sister writing from San Jose. Beloved, won't you write? The announcer is going to give you our contact information. Thank you for listening, and until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.